going to talk to a magic man in just a minute. It's Bill Leff. It's Wendy Snyder. We are broadcasting live from Tree Time. Let's hear you. We're out in Lake Barrington. It's the annual Tree Time Goodwill Artificial Christmas Tree Trade-In. So stop by and drop off your tree for Goodwill. You'll get a discount, and you'll just love walking into this beautiful Christmas wonderland. Oops. Press your button. No, move. There we hang on.
Hold on. Oh, that's there me. All go. Right. As you know, every year when we come out to Tree Time, the show is mostly about Christmas for obvious reasons. But Wendy, you said a couple of weeks ago, we really need to do the holidays one at a time, and Halloween is just around the corner. And to salute Halloween, magician Al James is joining us right now. Al has written a book about Harry Houdini, the great Harry Houdini, called Houdini, Death and Tricks. How about a hand for Al, who's sitting right over there? Hi, Al. Nice to see you.
Yeah, nice to be here.
Thanks for joining us in our Christmas cranberry hut.
Buy some cranberry juice?
Would you like some cranberry juice? Yeah, Kevin, please get Mr. James some cranberry juice. The world of magic is mystifying to all of us, but as a young child, you decided this was a direction for you. How come? What was it about magic?
Well, I like it because I like entertaining people. My father was a real funny guy. He could do jokes, and he could do accents. I can't do that, but he could tell you an Irish joke with a brogue or a German joke, and he would talk like a German. So he was a kind of an entertainer himself. Not that he did that for a living, but that's just the way he was.
Yeah.
And so I kind of picked that up. I mean, I love humor also. And then, but I was the one that came up with the idea of doing the magic.
Yeah.
So I taught him a couple tricks.
Did you?
One time, yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
Do you remember what your very first trick was?
You know, that's really hard to remember. I hate to tell
your
you,
top
but
three.
You know how many years ago that was? Like 50 or 40, 50 years ago.
I can't remember yesterday, so I know how you feel.
Yeah, right. But it was probably a card trick of some sort, I guess.
I was a fan of the TV magic cards.
Marshall Brodeen, sure.
I had to get those. It really worked.
Yeah, they all changed to your card. Remember that, Al?
You did the hands, too.
Right.
You
had to. Yeah, they did.
Yep.
I know Marshall. I know Marshall. He's in a home right now. But
performing tricks nightly.
Yep. That's what they tell me. He actually does that at the nursing home where he is.
I believe it.
Now, be honest. Is the word tricks, because the last thing, Wendy, or I want to do is offend you or any magician, is the word tricks okay, or do we want to say illusions?
Well, I'm
or...
pretty casual about it, so you can say tricks to me. As I was telling you earlier, a technical definition of the word illusion, if you're in the magic business, is an illusion is a large trick that usually uses either a human being or an animal in it. So like levitating a lady or sawing somebody in half or something like that. That would be what...
How about taking off about 20 pounds on me?
Is that,
can you create that illusion?
If I can get it off of me, then I'll let you know if it works.
And magic is since the beginning of time, right? Cavemen were doing linking rings, weren't they, probably?
Well, I'll tell you what, funny, I got some linking rings here. I don't know. Probably can't do that here. But actually, the earliest ones I've read about were the cups and balls.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Right. And they actually have found... on the walls of caves, they found pictures of cavemen actually doing that trick.
Yeah.
And there's a million variations of it.
So in almost prehistoric times, people had magic.
Mm-hmm.
And all over the world, right? Now, this isn't just a local phenomenon.
All over the world,
it's everywhere.
For sure. Yeah. Right.
They probably had the first original shell game because they really used shells.
Well, that's right.
I bet
they
did. Right. Yeah. You've written a book about Harry Houdini, Death and Tricks. Is he the best of the best, Al, Harry Houdini?
Well, it depends on what kind of magic you want to talk about, because he is specialized in escapes. He probably was the best escape artist.
Yeah.
I just read a thing recently where back in the 1920s, because he died in 26.
Mm-hmm. On Halloween night?
Yeah, on Halloween night, exactly, right. But he was getting $25,000 a week to appear in these theaters.
That's
by today's
huge.
Money, that would be...
Yeah, translated that into today's money. But he was like the biggest draw in all of show business back in those days.
Yeah. His real name was Eric Weiss,
right?
And he decided at some point that didn't sound mystical enough, so changed his name to Harry Houdini?
Yeah, there was a French magician that he admired by the name of Houdin.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody told him, and then I think later on they found out this actually was not accurate, but somebody had told him that in the French language, if you add the letter I to somebody's name, that means that you want to be like them.
Oh.
And I guess that's not really true, but he believed it. Somebody told him that, so he put I at the end of Houdan and came up with Houdini.
Yeah. Now, in the movies about him, I only know this from the movies, his assistant, played by Janet Leigh, or Sally Struthers, if you're going on the TV version, he made a pact with them saying that once I die, I will somehow come back. You'll know that I can return from the dead in some way.
Yeah.
Is that just a product of the movies, or was that real?
No, that part's real. I mean, you're making it sound like he said he would do it. What he actually said is that he wanted to find out if that was possible or not, and he was actually skeptical of it. But he said if it could be done, he would try so that they would know. Mm-hmm. And so he almost had a more negative attitude about that, but
really?
He wanted to try it. And he had a secret code word that only his wife knew, so that if he came back, he could say that word, and she'd know that nobody else in the world knew what that word was.
Do we know the word now?
Yes, it was, let me...
Abracadabra, yeah. That was the word.
Yeah, no, it was a little more original than that. It was Rosalie Believe.
Now, why is that his mom?
No, I don't know where he... I think he probably might have just made it up out of the air, you know, but he wanted to have something that nobody would ever be able to guess.
Oh,
so
Rosalie Believe.
Rosalie Believe, right.
Wendy, if I come back from the dead, I'm going to write that on your window, on your car window.
You'll scare the heck out of me.
She won't get in the car for a week.
Yes.
All right, maybe I won't.
All right, I want to talk about a lot of people think that Harry Houdini died in the midst of a trick. That's not really the case.
No, that's not true. They put that in the Tony Curtis movie.
Yeah.
And I have a Tony Curtis story, by the way, I can tell you if you have time. But anyway, they put that in the Tony Curtis movie. Hollywood wanted to give it a very dramatic ending. That's not really true. What happened was he was in Montreal giving a talk on physical fitness, not on magic, on physical fitness. And as a demonstration, he called a young man out of the audience. This was at McGill University in Montreal. And he had he showed them that he could let him punch him in the stomach. And he was 52 years old, and this was a young college kid. And he was in such good shape it wouldn't bother him, which was true. And the guy did it, and it worked out just fine. But then after the talk was over with, some of the students got permission to go backstage to meet him.
Yeah.
And one of the students said... I'd like to try that with you. And as he was standing up, he was, as I read it, he was reclining on a couch reading his mail. And as he was in the process of standing up to let the guy try it, the guy didn't give him any warning and punched him a couple times real hard in the stomach.
He sucker punched him.
Yeah, he did.
And he was unable to flex his stomach muscles and be prepared for it.
Right,
so.
Right. He was still standing up. He wasn't ready at all. So he knew he was in pain, but he thought, nah, it'll go away, and he didn't worry about it.
Yeah.
And he traveled from Montreal to Detroit to do his show. And in those days, they didn't even use airplanes, right?
Yeah.
It had to be on a train.
Yeah.
And he didn't know it, but he had a ruptured appendix.
Oh,
no. He didn't know that. And when he got to the theater in Detroit, he was in a lot of pain, but he insisted on doing the show. And during that show, several times he almost fell over, and his assistants had to come out and help steady him.
Yeah.
And when the show was over, they rushed him to Grace Hospital in Detroit. The doctors diagnosed appendicitis and began the operation. But as soon as they cut him open, they noticed that an infection called peritonitis had spread through most of his body. Right. And in those days, they didn't have the great antibiotics and so forth.
Yeah.
And so the doctor said he wouldn't make it through the night. Well, he fooled them because he actually lived for 7 nights.
Oh.
And when he finally died, it was Halloween night. So even in his death, he was a showman.
Sure, yeah.
Right.
He would do these incredible escapes. He was the best escape artist of all time.
Mm-hmm.
Were these legitimate escapes or were these tricks? Was he really able to get out of all these locks and things?
No, he was really able to do it. Now, I don't doubt that he did a combination of tricks and or legitimate things. I mean, he was a showman. But no, he could pick locks. He could and he could hold his breath for large periods of time because he practiced doing that. And they'd chain him up and lock him up, and he'd jump in a river somewhere and do an underwater escape. And
yeah.
He did that very routinely.
God, that's freaky.
Mm. Man, I don't think I did one of his that's called the milk can escape. I don't know if you know that, but it's a big giant can like they use to transport milk in.
Yeah.
And we filled it up with water, and because he used to do this. And I got in there, and they had a policeman handcuff me.
Yeah.
And I went underwater, and then they padlocked the lid on the top of this thing. So I was, like, locked inside of a milk can full of water, over my head, right up to the brim of the can. And that's exactly the way Houdini did it. I did that one time at the old Shulian's restaurant.
Did you make it?
No, I didn't make it. You know?
You're a genius, Bill.
But since this is Halloween, why, I thought I'd come back, you know.
But it's a practical thing, because now if you ever find yourself locked in a big giant milk case, you can get out of it. It's easy once you do it the first time.
You never know when that's going to happen to you.
Got milk or got L. James?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Right.
Either way. Wow. Now, when you're doing something like that, what is your mind doing? Because you realize, if I don't get out of this in time, it's the end of me. What's going on in your head?
Like most magicians, and I know, like Houdini, you don't do it unless you're 10,000% sure of what you're doing.
Sure.
And I rehearsed the heck out of that, and over again. I live in an apartment in Chicago, but
Did you ever get locked in?
Yeah.
That would be weird.
I got locked out, and not in. That would really be weird.
And where will you be? You're still performing.
Oh, yeah,
all over the place.
Not far from here, actually, on Thursdays. I'm at the Hackney's restaurant in Lake Zurich. And on Sundays, I'm at the Hackney's in Payless Park.
I've made the onion ring loaf disappear there.
Yeah, I bet you have.
I was going to say we should put a giant onion ring loaf around him and have him escape from that. You can eat your way out. That would be fun.
That's a show.
But I'm still at the old Shulian's, too, by the way, which is now called O'Donovan's on Irving Park Road. And I have a show I'd like to mention.
Can Please
I
mention, the mention
show?
Away.
We have a show coming up on it's a Halloween show on the 27th of October, 7 p.m., It's in that little Italian section on South Oakley.
Yeah.
You know that? Well, this one is the one that's called Bacchanalia.
I know it well.
They're 2413 South Oakley. And can I give a phone number?
Please.
All right. For reservations, it's 773-254-6555. So that's 773-254-6555. And what they put together, you get a five-course Italian dinner plus the show. And it's $45, including the tax and the tip.
That is magic.
That's a bargain. Yep, not bad.
You can also search Al James Magician on YouTube. We're going to continue talking with Al James live from Tree Time. And I believe you have a trick up your bag, or are people just going to punch me in the stomach? Which are we going to do here?
Well, I think we better not do that.
But, you know, Al's told us he's got a trick, and it requires a listener. Somebody will call in, and he will do a trick with a listener who calls in.
Right.
So,
oh.
By all means, call in. 312-981-7200 is your phone number. You can't text on this.
Fifth caller.
We'll take the fifth caller. Yeah, let's do that. So give us a call. Al James is here. It's Bill and Wendy at Tree Time in Lake Barrington on WGN.
Oh, we believe in magic. It's Bill Leff. It's Wendy Snyder. We are broadcasting live from Tree Time in Lake Barrington. We're here till 3.
Crowd's
a lot
fantastic.
Of people here.
What a nice group of people.
We'd like to thank Pinstripes of South Barrington for the food and the gift certificates. You can visit them for their annual brunch with Santa on Sunday, December 4th and December 11th. Right now, though, we're going to focus on Halloween before we get to Santa Claus. And we have magician Al James. Is that correct, magician? I can say magician, right? All right. Magician Al James, and he's going to do a couple of tricks for us. What do we need to do here, Al?
Are we going to do the caller one, or are we going to
start with the caller trick.
Do we have a caller on the phone?
I believe we do, yeah.
Yes, we do. His name is Orin, not Orion. Wouldn't that be funny?
That'd be a great name, wouldn't it?
It's Orin, O-R-E-N. Orin, are you there?
Yeah, I'll be happy to do my best Orion Samuelson impression if that
would you? Why don't you try it out real quickly, Orin? How are hogs?
Dow is down 300 today. I'm depressed.
How about that, listeners?
That's pretty amazing.
All right, well, Al James is going to tell you what you need to do, Orin.
All right, and this is very easy, actually. The only thing you need to do is just clear your mind for a moment, and then I want you to think of any playing card in the deck. Now, the only clue I'll give you is that it's not a joker. No joker.
Okay.
Other than that, any card in the deck, and then I want you to tell us what card you're thinking of.
The King of Hearts.
That's amazing, because before I came in here, I made a prediction, and of course, Wendy will verify this for you, but I have a deck of cards. You know, what I did is I turned one card only upside down in this deck, and it just happened to be...
Oh, my God, it's
the King of Hearts.
I'm not kidding.
You're a witch, sir.
Yes.
And I'm a lovely assistant for the first time in my life.
How about you as a lovely assistant? That's going to look good on a resume.
All right, Orin, honest to God, it's King of Hearts. How weird is that?
I guess I believe you. I have no other choice.
Are you in cahoots with Al James? Are you his nephew?
No, absolutely not. We have a psychic connection.
It sounds like it. Well, Oren, congratulations for being the fifth caller. You win nothing.
Wonderful.
Actually, hang on. Whoever's back at the studio, I think it's Joey Gelman. Why don't you set him up with some kind of prize? Maybe a Lou Malnati's pizza.
That's my favorite pizza.
So
maybe we'll set you up with one, too.
So, Al, just between us, you have 51 other decks of cards somewhere on your person. Is that correct? You just pull out whichever one matches?
I only weigh 90 pounds. These are all cards.
Sure. Sure, that's understandable. Well, that was nothing short of amazing. And you have another one, another trick, another illusion that was inspired by a Chicago legend, don't you?
Yeah, by Jack Brickhouse.
The great Jack Brickhouse.
Hey,
hey! Atta boy, Al.
I actually used to sit up in the broadcasting booth with him while he would do the games, because I knew him, you know, that well. That
yeah.
Do that. He and his wife, Pat, who was still with us.
Sure.
But so I worked at Shulian's, which was only maybe a mile and a half from the ballpark.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to do a trick that used oranges. In fact, I should do this trick first and then tell the story so I don't give away the punchline of the trick.
All right.
Okay? So the
way this starts out. Do you need your lovely assistant again? Or
yes,
no?
Yes, I do.
All right, great.
Okay, now, if this mic's not working, maybe you can hold that other mic with one hand. And help.
And I'm going to do some play-by-play out for people who are not here. You have a gold cup, maybe 6 or 7 inches tall.
Yeah, why don't you look in there? Make sure I'll that's
look at
empty.
It. Yeah, it looks like the inside of a cup.
Another,
and there's the outside right on the other end.
I don't like inside empty cups, but this one is empty.
And you also have two red, like sponge balls.
Two little balls.
Yep.
They look like clown noses, very popular these days.
That's that's right. Bozo, he's got to get a PR agent, doesn't he?
Yes, yes.
But anyway, so we have the two little balls and this empty cup. We'll let the audience hear, the live audience see that.
Completely empty.
Mm-hmm. And they're completely live, too.
Yes, yes.
All right, so I'm going to take one ball for myself. Now we need Wendy to take the other ball.
Your lovely assistant.
And then, yes, my lovely assistant, and then hold the cup down like that. We keep your hand closed real tight. Okay, and I'm going to try to make my ball go under that cup.
It's impossible.
Well, we'll find out. Yeah, well, mine's gone.
Well, Al's is gone.
See if it went in the, no, it's not in the cup. Maybe it went in your hand. Take a
Let's
look.
Let's see. Oh, look
I got
at
two
this.
Balls in my hand. Take that, Nick DiGilio.
Christmas is canceled, everybody. They have canceled Christmas. Wait till next year.
All right, I'm going to put these away. And
well, that's pretty amazing, Al.
Like
I don't know, I don't know how you did that.
Wendy, take part here. I'll take this magical pin, and we'll pretend that's a magic wand. Wave that over the cup. Like a magic wand.
Abracadabra.
And now Al will lift the cup.
Yeah, how many do you think are under there? Take a guess. One, two, or three?
I'm going to go three balls.
No, there's one, but it's bigger.
A league ball has materialized.
Hey,
hey! That a boy, Allie! Woo-hoo! Wow.
You know, the strange thing, though, is that baseball can't even fit in the cup. You know why? Now
why?
The other one gets
emerged. Now another one has emerged.
It doesn't fit in that cup.
That's just
two
crazy.
Two baseballs in a cup.
Well, that's pretty crazy,
that?
Huh?
I could watch this all night. I really could. So where do we go to see you?
I told you about the big show. I'm at the two Hackney's restaurants, one in Palos Park, one in Lake Zurich, and the old Shulian's at 2100 Irving Park. That's called O'Donovan's now.
And do you have a website, or we just follow you on YouTube?
Well, you go to YouTube. I have a website. The YouTube is probably better. You can see that milk can escape on there.
Amazing. Mm-hmm. Al, great to finally meet you. And again, the book is called Houdini, Death and Tricks. Don't mention the book. You're saying you should not. Should I not mention it?
Somebody got you the wrong information.
The book is called 50 Shades of Grey.
I did not write a book. I was here to publicize the show.
Oh, okay. Well, go see Al.
He read the book.
You read the book.
Information.
You should always put that on a resume if you've read a book.
I didn't want to track you the first time, but now I better do that.
Al, thank you. It was great to meet you.
Yeah, thank you.
It's Al James, everybody.
How about it, Al James?
Amazing.
That was amazing.
His lovely assistant, Wendy.
Thank you.
Go see them wherever they perform.
Thank you, Wendy.
We'll take a quick break and then more show, Bill and Wendy for WGN.